This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. For years, General Electric, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the town of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, fought bitterly over cleaning up PCBs, which are believed to cause cancer. 5 years ago, the company and the government negotiated an agreement to clean the PCBs up. But as Nancy Cohen of member station WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut, reports, many residents still feel uneasy about lingering toxic waste.
Most of the cleanup in Pittsfield has involved digging up soil and sediment containing PCBs, lots of it. But all that dirt has to go somewhere. The cleanup agreement calls for it to be put in an unlikely place, adjacent to an elementary school. About 350 children attend the Allendale Elementary School in Pittsfield. A fence separates the athletic field behind the school from the two dumps. Fourth grade teacher Susan Dapson can see them through her classroom windows. She says they don't belong there.
When you have recess duty and you walk down to the fence and you're a stone's throw from a toxic landfill, and then you turn and you see 100 children playing 50 feet from it, it's very concerning.
The federal government, the states of Massachusetts and Connecticut, the city of Pittsfield, and General Electric negotiated the agreement that approved the landfills. There was a lot to clean up. GE's former plant site, the Housatonic River, more than 100 homes, and even the Allendale Elementary Schoolyard were polluted with PCBs. At first, the talk stalled. Then the EPA proposed Pittsfield become a Superfund site. That lit a fire under city officials.
The image of Superfund would be like a love canal. And did you want that stigma attached to the city?
Former city councilor William Barry says many believed a cleanup under Superfund would have taken too long.
And whether GE would fight this and would be tied up in court for many years versus having an agreement where everybody would get something and the cleanup would get started. And that's why the mayor signed the consent decree.
The agreement doesn't allow liquid wastes, considered the most dangerous, to be dumped in the landfills. But it does allow soil and sediment with high levels of PCBs. The EPA initially chose the location because an industrial landfill already existed there. It was outside the floodplain, and groundwater from the site flows away from the school. An attorney for the EPA says a confidentiality agreement prevents the negotiators from further explaining why they approved this site. Many members of the community submitted comments to the EPA opposing the location. But Vermont Law School professor Pat Parento says comments aren't enough.
You need to have the people at the table who are the ones that are most at risk from these sites. The law does require that before a consent decree is approved by the court, there has to be an opportunity for public comment. But most of the time, those comments don't result in any significant change in the agreement.
Attorney Robert Bell represented the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection during the negotiations. He says the decision was well thought out.
It was a thoroughly analyzed issue, and was determined that risks would be addressed, they would be managed, and that it would not be a risk issue to nearby receptors, including the school.
The EPA and GE monitor the air and water at the dump sites. Recently, in response to community concerns, federal and state agencies tested air and soil at the school. None of the agencies found levels they considered dangerous. At a recent meeting in the school cafeteria, Elaine Kruger of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health said tests of the air filters detected no PCBs.
I can assure all of the parents at Allendale School that if we thought for 1 minute the children were at risk right now coming to the school, we would make a strong recommendation to close the school.
But a lab at the State University of New York at Albany also tested and detected PCBs. The Department of Public Health says it will work with the Albany lab and test again. Teacher Susan Dapson says test results won't change her mind.
I think I would still fight to have this end. It just doesn't belong there. It's too close to the children.
A growing number of people in Pittsfield say this is a time when government risk analysis should take a back seat to what they call common sense. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.